Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you again for listening to My Transformation. I had a new insight yesterday, and I just talked about it and just laughed about it, and I never got around to actually recording or writing anything down. And here it is, almost 2 o'clock in the morning. So I said, I'm going to get on here and record this before I forget all of it. But the last exercise, I'll call it, that God gave me was to watch a movie and watch it neutrally, not to have any thoughts or add any scenes to it or try to imagine what the next scene was going to be or what somebody was going to say or do, but just watch it neutrally. And it was a challenge. It definitely was a challenge because I'd be getting all involved in movies. I'd be like, I'm in the movie. You know, I'm talking to the characters. I'm getting upset. I'm laughing. I'm crying or whatever. You know, I'm just involved in the movie, involved in what's going on and what's being done to whoever. And so I said, wow, this is going to be a challenge for me. So I went ahead and tried it a few times. And the first time I tried it, it was like, oh, I kept forgetting that I was supposed to be neutral because I saw myself, you know, talking to the characters and getting involved. And I said, oh, I'm supposed to be neutral. Okay, let me try this again. So the next time I was better at it, and I was getting to a point where the movie was not interesting because I was watching it neutrally. And it was no longer as interesting as it was when I was adding my own little scenes or guessing what's going to happen next or what somebody's going to say. And so it made the movie more exciting for me to watch. And so I said, Lord, this is boring. And now I understand why some people say, pinch me, please, see if I'm still alive, when they're bored. Because they love drama, they love excitement, they love things going on in their life to keep them, you know, whatever they're doing, talking or getting involved with drama, and they love it because if they didn't have it, they would feel like they were not alive or feel like they're dead and need somebody to pinch them to make sure that they are still alive. And I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand why people would choose a bunch of drama over peace and harmony. And but then doing that movie, watching that movie as neutral as I could, I was able to understand what they meant by it. And so that was the first lesson I learned doing that exercise. Well, I realized yesterday that the next lesson I learned was, which is much more deeper to me, is that your emotions help you to create experiences in your life. So if you have emotions watching a movie. Now, I'm not going to say this as good as I said it yesterday because I was just really going yesterday. But if you're having all kinds of emotions watching a movie, the universe still connects with those emotions. So, and the reason I'm saying this is because I was watching some movie. I don't go to bed till 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So it was really around 4 or so in the morning I was watching this movie. And I was just getting so upset with certain characters in the movie. I'm like, oh, come on, please. I can't believe you're doing that. You're endangering everybody. I was just so in the movie. I said, oh, this is so stupid. What is wrong with these people? And I was just going on and on and really getting emotionally upset that I was feeling it. You know, I was really feeling it, and I was just getting frustrated. I was like, oh. You know, I felt it in my body, like this was really happening for real, and I couldn't understand it or believe it. And then it wasn't until later, you know, after I went to bed and got up, I said, oh, my God, that movie had me so upset. That was my emotions playing that role with the movie. But the fact is, the universe is going to look at your emotions and give you what your emotions are putting out. And it doesn't matter if it's coming from a movie or an article or or company, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where those emotions are coming from. And your mind doesn't know the difference between you getting emotionally upset because of a movie or because something's really happening to you in your life. Your mind doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know whether it's real or fake, you know. It doesn't know. So here you are with a mind that doesn't know, but you're feeding it those emotions. And the universe have no respect of persons, so the universe don't care if it's actors making you upset or if it's a story or news, or the universe doesn't care. The universe is going by what vibration you put out. The energy that you're putting out is what the universe is going to respond to. So if the energy you're putting out is being angry or upset or disgusted or frustrated, then that's what the universe is going to see you sending out, and it's going to give you back what you're sending out. It's going to give you experiences to receive what you're putting out. Like attracts like. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? You know, I said, oh man, I wasn't even thinking about that. So I said, you know, if a movie or anything upsets me like that, it's going to have to get turned off. Either that, or I'm going to have to catch myself immediately and say, oh man, this is a movie. I'm just filled with light and joy and love and happiness. And just switch that up and turn that emotion off and turn it into something that's going to be beneficial for me. And so that's why I entitled this, you know, Are Your Emotions Helping You? Because when your emotions are happy and joyful and free and just feel good and everything's wonderful and you're just feeling so great, you know, when your emotions are on that happy note, then the universe will bring you happy experiences. It's going to bring you things that's going to continue, help you continue to feel that joy, that happiness, and that peace, or whatever you're feeling that makes you feel good. The universe is going to send you more experiences like that. But if your emotions are frustration and anger and sick, I mean, whatever that's not really a good emotion, or an emotion that you really want to have or have more of, that's what the universe is going to bring you. So it's important, even when you're watching a movie, even when you're watching the news, even when you're reading a book, even when you're just looking at what people are doing, whatever you do, make sure that your emotions fit a high vibration so that the universe can bring you experiences of a high vibration. So when you get emotional about something, just try to quickly remember, the universe is going to send this to me. So make sure that your emotions are what you want to experience in your life. If they're not, then turn it off as quickly as possible so that you won't put too much energy in it and end up getting more of it. So I put a lot of energy in that movie because it was just so much stupid stuff going on. I couldn't believe it. I even got to a point where I said, who wrote this? Who wrote this movie? I was getting upset with the person that wrote it. Because, I mean, I like to watch movies. I like comedies. I like action and stuff like that. But when it's just some just stupid stuff going on, when common sense, come on. Where's the common sense? When stuff like that going on, it just irritates me. And that movie really, I don't even know the name of it, but that movie really irritated me. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, I get it. I got lesson number two out of being neutral watching movies and stuff. Lesson number two for me was whatever emotions I put in a movie, the universe is still going to bring me more of it. So it doesn't matter where the emotion is coming from, because I mean, it was real. It was real. My emotions were so real and so powerful that they definitely created something. So I'm like, oh my God. So stuff like that starts happening, something come into my life and make me feel the same way, I just pray that I'll recognize it immediately. So I can say, oh, thank you, Lord, for the lesson. Thank you. This is something I already created from watching a movie. Thank you, you know, and just let it slide off just like that. But I just wanted to share this with you because, oh, my God, I was just going off. I was just, oh, my God, what did I do? I said, oh, man, oh, now I get it. Now I see, oh, this is okay. I get it. Thank you, Lord. Because I'm not telling you everything I said because I don't remember everything I said, but I know I talked for a good 30, 45 minutes. I need to go around carrying a tape recorder. Somebody told me you need to carry a tape recorder everywhere you go because I just get so many ideas and so many insights all the time. And even now I'm being told, write stuff down. Just get a book and just write things down. And sometimes I remember to write things and sometimes I don't. But I said, well, you know what? I'm going to record at least some of this before I forget. And then I went all day. Here it is the next day. And I'm just now doing this. So forgive me. But I just had to share at least some of it because I don't know if any of you who heard that message I left the last time about, you know, challenging yourself to watch a movie or read a book or whatever and not get involved. And just watch yourself and see how you act. See how you act when you watch a movie. See how you think and see if you be creating scenes before they come. And just watch yourself. And then when you start noticing what you're doing, when you start noticing how you're interacting with the characters or with the movie itself and what's going on, then try to watch neutrally. Try to watch, not thinking about what's going on. Just watch and not think about what's going to happen next or what somebody's going to say or what somebody's going to do. Just watch and try that and then see what it's like. Because my first thought of this exercise was, okay, if we can watch a movie neutrally, then we can live life neutrally. And nobody will be able to disturb us or upset us or take our peace because everything will be neutral to us and we can live in joy and peace and just create our lives the way we want it to be, and whatever other people do will not affect us in any way because we look at everything neutrally as we create the life that we want to live. So that's how I was understanding to exercise, the exercise to be. But it went further than that, you know. It's not just so you can be neutral or live in peace and joy and happiness and freedom for yourself. It was also so that you can even better create the life that you want. Because as long as you don't put your emotions in movies or in people's stories or situations, if you can keep your emotions on a higher level, a higher vibration, no matter what's going on, then the universe will continue to give you wonderful things, wonderful experiences. And so that was a different insight that I saw today. And, of course, before that one, I was better able to understand and appreciate why some people rather be mixed all up in drama than to have a perfect life because they would feel bored and like, am I alive or not, you know? And so I was able to understand their side, their view better. So that was two things I was able to get out of the exercise. And, of course, yesterday I didn't even think about watching neutrally, as you can tell, because I was just all in that movie more than any movie I've been in a long time. And so it could be because I just completely forgot about being neutral. I don't know. Maybe it was just, you know, I'm being thrown a lesson. Man, look at her. She's not even trying to be neutral. Well, let's just let her get upset. Let's not even say anything to her when she's getting upset. Let's not even remind her that she's supposed to be neutral. I mean, I had nothing reminding me that, oh, you're supposed to be neutral. Because before that, I was being reminded, Sandra, you're supposed to be neutral. I said, oh, that's right. Okay, neutral. Let me just watch this. You know, I had warnings, reminders. This time, nothing. You know, so I believe it's because I was supposed to learn this lesson, which is your emotions, no matter where you're having them, movies, a play, seeing something across the street, whatever emotion you put out there that you be feeling in your body, the universe is going to send you more of it because you're sending the universe that energy, that vibration. So I said, okay, God, I get it. I get it. I get it. So the next time, I didn't even turn that TV on today. The next time I watch something, I'm going to say first, make the intention, I will watch this neutrally. I will be in a neutral state of mind. And then I'll remind myself from then on. So I'm just going to start making the intention to do that. So I can make sure that whatever emotions I show, watching anything or reading anything, will be good, high vibrational, delicious, lovely emotions. So that the universe can continue to bring me the same. Like attracts like. So I don't know if anybody's out there even tried the experiment. But if you did, try also to watch your emotions and see if there are emotions that are beneficial to you or if there are emotions that will hold you back or take you in a direction that you don't want to go. So remember that your emotions is what helps to create the life that you're living right now. And so if you're living something that you don't like, if you're living something that you want to change, then let's look at your emotions. What kind of emotions are you sending to the universe? And then when you start noticing the type of emotions you're sending to the universe, whether it be, you know, just a family matter or on your job or with friends or strangers or watching movies or reading books, whatever emotions you're sending out, watch and see what kind of emotions they are. I mean, if you're sending out happy emotions and joyful and, you know, freedom and prosperous and abundant emotions, those are good. But if you're sending out anger, frustration, disappointment, all the other ones that are not good for you, then let's try to get rid of those emotions and switch them up. Let's try to notice them as quickly as we can and switch them up and send the universe a different, higher vibration so the universe can send you more of a higher vibration. Thank you again for listening to my transformation. And I know it's been a while since I've been on here, but I am just so busy. I'm doing my new project, which is fashion designing, and it's a lot of fun. I actually went out and bought me 2 dolls so I could dress them. And I printed out some fabric, and I was playing around, coming up with clothing ideas on the dolls. And with 2 pieces of cloth, I think I created at least 4 or 5 different outfits with just those 2 pieces. You know, just playing around with it. And I didn't sketch anything out or anything, but I was just playing around with it to see how those 2 pieces would look. But this is my new project that I'm working on and a lot of other projects. So I'm just doing so many different things. And I'm staying busy, just staying busy. So whenever something comes up, God gives me a word, I will share it. God teaches me a new lesson like he did today, well, yesterday, I will share. So whatever he wants me to share with you, I will share. And I just thank God for all those of you who are just out there living your life wanting to understand all about you. Because it's all about us. You know, this life is our life. It's our creation. And we are the ones that are writing the script to our lives. And that's what it's all about. That's what transformation is. That's what awakening is. It's when you learn more about yourself. When you come closer to you, learn more about you and your creator. It's not about the outside world. It's about the inside world. It's about you, the real you. And the more you know you, the more fun it'll be, because my life has never been so great. It has, I mean, I'm just full of joy all the time, and except when I'm watching movies, of course, but my inner being is always full of joy. But my human, yeah, my human still goes through some stuff, but never as much as it used to. You know, and it's because I let myself get caught up into things. It's like I step out of my genuine self and step into the more human part, and then I get a little frustrated, upset watching certain things. But if I could just remember, Sandra, neutral, be neutral, because it helps you stay inside. And I think that just came to me. Yeah, that makes sense. Being neutral also helps you stay inside. Inside is where you, who you really are. Who you really are is inside of you. It's not what you see when you look in the mirror. So that's just something that just came to me, and yeah, I can see that. Being neutral helps you stay within. And because when I get upset or irritated, it's because I'm outside of myself. Because when you step outside, you're in your human mode, and your human mode feel those type of emotions. But when you're inside, the only emotions you're going to feel are love, joy, peace, happiness, prosperity, abundance. You know, you're going to feel the good stuff, the delicious stuff. So, yeah, so that's a third thing coming from being neutral. A third lesson. Well, thank you, Lord. Isn't that something? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? He just gave me a third lesson. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and close now. And may God continue to bless your life. And may He continue to assist you on your journey to you. And may you continue to want to know more about you. And live the life of your dreams, because it is definitely possible to live the life that you dream to live. All we have to do is clean out our subconscious of the things that's holding us back and feel it. Replace it with things that we really want to experience in our lives, with the truth of who we really are. So have a wonderful day. It's about 2:14 a.m., so enjoy the rest of your day, and may God bless you now and always.